here on 99.3 FM Sunbury Radio, streaming online at sunburyradio.com.au or via 3NRG on the TuneIn app. Joining us on the line now is the Operations Manager of the Sunbury Basketball Association, Andrew Somerville. And Andrew, we just heard from Tara Murray that the Jets have unfortunately parted ways with Javari Williams. Able to just mention why that happened?
Yeah, look, it's just one of those things, you know, towards the end of the season, teams are, you know, things out of playoff contention and, you know, a few things always, you know, don't sort of go how they planned, I guess. And look, you know, for Javari and the club to sort of decide to just go separate ways, it was really not too big a deal. There was nothing untoward that happened, but it was just both parties decided that there was in the best interest of everyone moving forward that they'd go their separate ways. So, look, it's a hard thing to do with Americans trying to get you know, American imports to come over to Australia and making sure that you get it right both on and off the court. So, you know, look, Javari was fantastic for us in many facets of his time here, but you know, it just probably wasn't just a perfect match, and it was just the right timing, I think, that we both decided to move on.
And even though you have lost him for the rest of the season, and as you mentioned there, the senior Division One men's side not in a good spot at the moment on the ladder. I don't think they can make the playoffs now, but it has given you an opportunity to promote some of the younger guys. I know Harrison Sam was back into the side on the weekend and was pretty handy for you, so that's probably a silver lining to what is unfortunately a disappointing situation.
Yeah, you're right. It's disappointing that the boys aren't Division One men aren't going to make the playoffs this season. You know, they sort of fought hard and probably won enough games to you know, sort of give the playoffs a shake, but just fell short on a couple of occasions. You know, they only lost by 1 point on the weekend, and that was a must win for them to stay in contention. So they just dipped out. But you're right, it's great for people like, you know, guys like Harrison. He's been in really good form over the last couple of weeks, and he stepped up. And look, that's what these guys are now playing for, to prove that they're good players and to prove that they're, you know, they should be a part of our program moving forward. So they've got nothing to lose now over the next couple of games, and I expect guys like Harrison to keep doing what he's been doing.
Now, I suppose the only fear for both the Division One men's and women's sides is relegation. Is that on their minds at the moment, or are you safe?
Yeah, look, not sure. I don't ever want to say we're safe, but I don't really think it's something that we're thinking about or the team's thinking about. That's something that's up to the league a little bit, and there's a whole bunch of factors that go into that. Look, I don't think either of our teams have been disgraced, and we're not on the bottom of the ladder. There's definitely teams below us, and look, our men are in the middle, and our women are, you know, through a third or fourth from the bottom. So I think other teams will probably be coming under that blowtorch a little bit more, you know, firmly than we will be. So, look, it's probably something we're thinking about at the moment, but we obviously don't want that to happen, but hopefully, touch wood, that we'll be safe.
So it's not like other sporting codes where it's a win-loss ratio and ladder positioning that automatically relegates you. It's more a league decision and what best is the combination going forward?
Correct, yeah. And the makeup of the whole league in general, I mean, the championship division, Division 1s and Division 2s, and making sure that the right teams are in the right you know, the right league. So, look, I think, you know, we took a big step forward, particularly on our women's program, with getting an import this year to try and show that we were serious about our program. So, you know, those sorts of things get taken into consideration, and you know, we'll sort of know in the off-season where we stand with that.
Now, some more positive news coming out of the Basketball Association is that on this coming Wednesday, you've got your junior development officer starting. Can you tell us a bit about him?
Yeah, look, the club's been advertising and gone through a pretty exhaustive, exhausting interview process over the last couple of months, and we were looking for a junior development officer, which is a full-time role here at Sunbury Basketball. And yeah, look, we're happy to announce that we've found a guy by the name of Chris Teague, who is coming from Townsville, and he will hopefully, you know, be a big part of what we're doing moving forward in our junior development side of things. And, you know, he'll be tasked with looking after everything from 5-year-olds all the way through to, you know, the under sort of 16 age groups in our representative team. So he'll have a big job, but we're pretty excited and pretty happy that we feel confident he'll be able to do it.
You've picked the right week for him to come down, considering he's coming from Townsville. I think, what are we looking, 12 degrees on Wednesday for when he starts? that's going to be a bit of a shock to the system.
You're right. I touched base with him today, and he's just arrived down here. So yeah, it's a bit of a shock for him coming from Townsville to here, and look, I'm a Queenslander myself coming from Brisbane, so it's tough, and yeah, a bit of a rough week this one with the weather, but I'm sure he'll accommodate pretty quickly.
Yeah, you'll be thankful that basketball's an indoor sport, not an outdoor sport.
Correct. It gets pretty cold out there in the stadium, though, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, also over the school holidays, I believe you ran a pretty successful clinic with around 110 kids participating with the Big V players.
Yeah, look, all our senior Big V players ran a clinic, a free clinic for all our junior players that wanted to come along. And look, it's just a good opportunity for the juniors to be coached by and interact with the elite level players and the high level players we have here at Sunbury. And it was really well received with 110 plus kids coming, and that's a massive amount of kids to come along. And, you know, credit to our Big V players and coaches for giving up their time and you know, getting back into the community a little bit and showing kids that there's that there's opportunities and pathways for them, and now particularly for our youth league teams who are both firmly in playoff contention as well, for them to give up their time at this end of the season, was grateful for. We're really grateful for them doing that.
A perfect segue there with the, as you said, both youth league teams now really firmly ensconced in the top part of the ladder and looking forward to hopefully a successful playoffs campaign.
Yeah, look, definitely, particularly our women's program who have a really good record at the moment, and believe it or not, even with their record, they're still not assured first place on the ladder. I think they're tied on wins and losses with one. I think it's Camberwell who they're tied with. So we're just waiting on percentages and things to come into that, and that sort of. There's still obviously a couple of games left, so we're assuming it'll come down to percentages to find out whether or not, they'll get first spot or second. But then, yeah, they've done really well and then are definitely assured of either the top or second spot. And our youth league men are in a similar situation where they're currently sitting, I think, third. And if they win, they can finish as high as second, but they can't drop any lower than third. So they're going to be right amongst the playoff picture as well. So really happy with, the young teams that we've got. And look, I say young, they're still 18 to 20, or a couple of them are younger than that, a couple of 16, 17-year-olds. But the bulk of that age group, bulk of those guys and girls are in their early 20s. So they're not kids anymore, but we sort of... expect too much from them. We sort of live in the shadow. They should live in the shadow a little bit of the Division One team. So it's great for them to be, being successful and getting their chance to prove that they're the future of the program.
And a lot to look forward to in the future too, as they continue to climb up through the senior ranks, which I think is very important and something that both yourself and your new junior development officer will be pushing for, to have more youth teams playing like this.
Yeah, no question. I mean, look, it's always a catch-22. We want to have as much local content as possible and show that there's a pathway for the juniors coming through, but we also want to be competitive as well. And I think, there's a really fine balance between having, competitive players on the league stage, but also making sure that the Sunbury, juniors are getting their opportunity to come through. And I think, as long as they understand that nothing's handed to them, they've got to earn and work for it, they'll have every chance to play at the senior level. And I think some of the current youth league players are proving that, and they're proving that they're willing to work for any opportunities to come their way.
Not a big weekend at Boardman Stadium on Saturday. You've got the Division 1 women's side playing Whittlesea at 7 o'clock on Saturday night at Boardman, but that's the only game being played at home because they're here, there and everywhere for the remaining sides. The Division 1 men's take on Shepparton up at Shepparton on Saturday at 7:30. Then the Youth League 1 men's competition goes across to Camberwell on Sunday at the Baldwin High School, and the Youth League number 2 women's side is playing Sherbrooke out of Belgrave on Saturday night. So a busy weekend. I hope you're not going to be here, there and everywhere, Andrew.
Yeah, look, I'll be around. But yeah, look, definitely all over the state this weekend. And like you said, our Division 1 women are at home, and they're going to have a tough matchup against Whittlesea, who are top of the table. So it's going to be an interesting night and a tough night for them. But look, the crowds over the last few weeks at Boardman Stadium on Saturday nights has been fantastic, and hopefully they'll get a nice big crowd and, same in the following rounds so that we can finish out the season on some sort of a high.